Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Ooh, all right, this guy is hot under the collar. He is hot under the collar. Let me read you what he writes. We got Myron. I am sick of you TV and radio hosts claiming tonight's debate is going to be a circus and how the Republican race in general is riddled with buffoons. I'm a concerned citizen American, have you, he writes, and wish the media would start taking our politics seriously. I don't mean to laugh. He's right. He's right. We're killing fetuses and selling them for crying out loud. Doesn't anyone give a blank. You know what? I haven't made fun of anything, and I kind of actually agree with you, Myron, because I guess the debate was set in Cleveland, and I guess that's turned. I love Cleveland. I have family from Cleveland, Shaker Heights. I love Cleveland. I've been there once, and I thought it was one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen. There were trees, because where I live, we don't have a lot of trees. I thought it was gorgeous, but I guess, that might have been part of it, Myron. It was set in Cleveland, and a lot of people like to rip on Cleveland and the Cleveland Browns, and I don't think they should. Right, so I'm with you. I'm as mad as you. I have never accused Republican candidates to be buffoons. I've never. You must be watching a lot of or listening to a lot of more of the liberal radio. But I agree with you. Okay, I think we do need to take our politics seriously. But I think what's happening. And again, I can't speak for all radio hosts. I love radio hosts because, they tell it like it is. And I love hearing their angles on things because you're like, oh, you're right. That is kind of ridiculous, you know? I mean, the first radio host that looked at Donald Trump's hair and go, that's not hair. Okay? That's not even a piece. You know, that's part of an animal. It's not because you dislike Trump. It's just, it's something that you could point out and you could see. You know, I thought Drew Barrymore had a goiter. And I was like, I don't like her neck. I think she has a goiter. But again, not because I'm making fun. I see things other people may not see or they see and they feel too sociological compelled to not say anything. But I can say whatever I want because I'm, in a nice, protected, God willing radio room so I could, say stuff and, it go out there and hopefully it's nothing bad or nothing that's, going to tick too many people off, but I could say the truth without having to worry too much about somebody throwing a pie or a drink in my face. Cause, by the time they get to me, they've already cooled off. You see what I mean? So, I agree. I'm watching the debate. I'm definitely watching the debate. I'm really excited about it. In fact, John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin. One of my favorite actors is hosting a debate party that I'm going to with the Americans for Prosperity group with Tim Williams. So I'm pretty excited about that. And yes, I am taking it seriously. I don't really know, I don't really know how the candidates are particularly going to do. All right. I don't exactly know what this would, immediately accomplished. We got a lot of debates to go. All right. But, people, the reason why we have the debates is a variety of reasons. We've talked about this. Okay. One is people don't want to hear about the candidates just from the media. It's very disturbing to think that you're just getting the sound bites that CNN or Fox News wants you to hear. All right. I mean, they're the ones that look at what is said and then they give the sound bites. I mean, I say stuff all the time. Alright, it all depends on the one piece that would interest the news or not. And that's the piece that gets out there. And so, when you see a manipulation by the media of what you're getting, like, Pataki, Fiorina, I mean, these guys may be great candidates and gals may be great candidates. But that's not what's getting the talking points, and that's not what's getting the little clips that could be used in the media to attract listeners. And the more listeners you have, the more sponsors you get, etc. So Donald Trump, very vocal, very pictorial, an image, you know, when Donald Trump, everybody wants to know what's he going to say next. He's got the Howard Stern approach to politics. Some people love what he says. Some people don't love what he says. Some people think that if he decides to go and be a third party candidate and run as an independent, it is going to completely destroy any opportunity for us to fix this country by getting a Republican elected. Some people are like, you know what, it just makes politics more interesting. I'm a little nervous about that, but then again, you know, this is Donald Trump. Is he just throwing that out there that he may run as an independent party? Because again, it gets the headlines. Remember, what are politicians' main goal right now? Right now, okay, in 2015, the summer of 2015, what are politicians' main goals? Is it to fix the country? Of course not. They're not in a position right now to fix the country. Obama's in power. Whoever currently is in Congress or the Senate, they're in power. So what are your summer 2015 candidates? What is their main goal? No, not to get elected. The election isn't even going on for another year and a half or a year and a few months. Their main goal is to get on TV and to be seen. Not even to get their point across. I mean, everybody's kind of saying roughly the same thing. Maybe they differ on Common Core. Maybe they differ on immigration. Maybe they differ, you know, but again, their main goal is to be seen. So the debate allows one hell of an, I mean, for us in the media, something like, you know, being a part of the debate, this is a gold mine for anybody who wants to be on TV. Because then whatever these people say at the debate, then it gets to get talked about for the next few days, and so, you know, et cetera. And it also helps choreograph. It helps illustrate what their platform may be. So they are going to not only say, you know, they may be saying, you know what, look, I'm for immigration reform. All right, that's not going to get them the TV bite. They need to get out there and say something that will make, remember, they got to beat Trump. Not only in the polls, but beat Trump for the media hog that he is. So what I'm fascinated about by this, and Myron, listen, I understand you're concerned about a lot of things going on in the country. I'm with you, all right? But we do have to understand what these debates are going to be like. Tonight is going to be who could get on camera and keep the media infatuated with them. And it's going to be that sort of talking point style. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Alex.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro-wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, wow. All right. I guess we are hearing that our sex lives, okay, could be improved by lasering them. Remember yesterday we were talking about steaming vaginas, and that being something Gwyneth Paltrow recommends. Now they have a laser technology. We'll talk about that. If you take a test and you get a low score on that test, that may signal heart attack risk. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, you know, I was a good student in school. Okay, no. You know, we've all had some brain farts. And, you know, us getting these brain farts, does that mean were sooner or later going to get hit with a heart attack. I have been having lots of brain farts. I am pretty scared. So we're going to talk about that. But you know what? Just anything fart in general just seems to happen a lot to me. Athletes, okay? You know, we look at them. Now, you know, a lot of talk about the Olympics, and we take a look, and, you know, we're like, oh, my gosh, you know, how do I get a body? How do I get physically shape? How do I get physically, you know, how do I get physically, how do I look like, I don't know, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. True, you know what, Caitlyn Jenner, I'm like, she looks less hairy and more, like, svelte than I do. I don't understand how. I guess you have to be a man and then become a female. I mean, her waist is so much smaller than mine, and she was a man. I don't understand that. So, you know, we know what many of them eat for breakfast, and we're going to talk about that. All right, but this is very interesting. There's an article here saying breasts are everywhere these days, and here are 7 reasons not to put them away. All right, I have to put them away because otherwise I can't walk. All right, apparently it's all about breast. I don't know if it's National Breastfeeding Month. I don't know. I mean, my kids don't want to be breastfed, so even if it was National Breastfeeding Month, I'm sure my kids are just going to want to go to the high school cafeteria and eat there. But it's interesting. This comes from the IrishTimes.com. And let me just kind of read through this, okay? They say the Irish Times is celebrating World Breastfeeding Week with a peek at issues such as Irish mothers are not breastfeeding enough. They say a new study published in the Irish Journal of Medical Science, the Irish, look at the Irish, this week found that barely half of mothers giving birth in Irish maternity hospitals breastfed at birth. 1/3 of them gave it up in 2 weeks. Yeah, because I guess, you know, and not to stereotype the Irish, but I mean, in Europe, you know, you like to drink and nobody wants to pass the alcohol to their baby. For me, I was not in the mood to drink because I really wanted to lose weight after I had the baby. But I have to admit that was kind of a nice side effect. You know, when the babies were done breastfeeding and they were just, you know, starting to drink their bottles or whole milk later, it was like, awesome, mojito time. They say older mothers do it better. All right, they say the younger you are to have a child, the less likely you are to breastfeed. Moms age 40 to 44 seem to do more from a breastfeeding standpoint. Probably because, you know, see, here's the thing, okay? My husband would leave me alone when I breastfed. It was very, very interesting. Not that I really wanted that. But I think it scared him, okay? Whatever, I guess, you guys like to do to the female breast during sex, okay? For some reason, you think it's okay all the time until we're now feeding and pouring nutrients into your progeny. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to hurt it. I don't want to damage it. I don't want to bruise it. I don't want to honk it or, you know, squeeze and sit on it. Or I don't know what the hell you guys were doing, putting your heads in the, I don't know what you guys were doing. But I think once you realize that your baby's food source and its main food source comes from something you guys have treated like punching bags, you do it differently. You treat it differently. And we women notice it. We women notice that you guys aren't touching the breast like you used to. And it's like, huh, okay, either that's a good thing for us or for some of us, we miss it. So some of these younger women are probably like, no, wait a second. Okay, I don't want to lose my sex appeal. Look, you guys could have the babies, the puppies. All right, I'll just feed the baby something else. Don't worry. They're back to normal. You're not going to get sprayed on. That's nothing. My husband thought he would drown. And I'm like, no, it's not going to happen because I really wasn't making that much milk anyway. All right, let me see here. Then they talk about, I don't know what else. Oh, then they start talking about Donald Trump. That to me doesn't make any sense. Here, they go, if it's good for the babies, it's good for you. All right, babies get good antibodies, they get good nutrition, but apparently they were talking about how women also seem to get a lot of perks of breastfeeding, money for nothing, and you're blank for free. Oh, that song, yeah, that's interesting. See, the Irish are very, very creative. It's free. Okay, it's very, very free. They say your boobies don't sag as much. They sag afterwards. Okay, let me, I can be the poster child for that one. They do sag afterwards, and then you need a lot of cosmetic surgery. So, yeah, if this is World Breastfeeding Week, and I apologize, I mean, I know something like this should have been, you know, top on my alert, you know, because I do health radio, and I knew there's been a lot of breastfeeding stuff, but, all right, I apologize. Okay, so good. Happy Breastfeeding Week. Okay, everybody, feed your babies, feed your kids. My 15-year-old is not going to like this. Now, U.S. infant mortality rates have dropped a little bit. Yay, we're having less babies die. Thank God. New federal data reveals that the U.S. infant mortality rate has dropped very slightly in the 1 year since it was measured. The CDC reveals that in 2013, the infant mortality rate was 5.96 deaths per 1,000 live births, which is slower than the 5.98 2012 rate. So basically, in total, the number of infant deaths in 2013 was 23,446. Can you imagine that many of our babies are dying? 23,000 a year. But it was 208 deaths lower than the year before. Now, what was the number one cause? Congenital malformations, deformations, chromosomal abnormalities. So basically, you know, babies that were coming out that didn't have the ability to stay alive because of conditions. Thank God we aren't seeing high rates of infection. The researchers note that the U.S. infant mortality rate hit a plateau that lasted from 2000 to 2005. Then it fluctuated. Then it started to decline. But then it reached a high in 2005. And then now, you know, still some disparities. Highest in non-Hispanic black mothers. Cuban mothers, though, had the lowest rate. Non-Hispanic white mothers had lower rates than infants of non-Hispanic black, American Indian, Alaska Native, or Puerto Rican mothers. So we're doing something right. Keep it up. We've been really, I guess, making some phenomenal advances when it comes to babies being able to be born at younger and younger weeks. I mean, I remember in the NICU, you know, we were seeing these babies at 27, 28 weeks. Maybe we could hit a 26-weeker. Now we're seeing them even younger to 23 weeks. And, you know, of course, they're not fully developed. You know, these babies still need to cook. You know, and you know, mom's uterus is one of the best places to cook. But sometimes, you know, mom's health is at risk, or sometimes baby just comes out. Or we find that baby is not growing. Like, you know, my kids, they did really well for the first 6-7 months. And then, no, they needed out. And so that's what the doctors had to do. I didn't have C-section, but we just had to induce. Legionnaire's disease, still a big issue in New York. I believe they had a death over the last few days. And, you know, Legionnaire's, we talked about that bacteria. We talked about how certain cooling systems, could be to blame. A little bit later this hour, we're going to talk about what New York is going to do and how it's battling it. Many of you guys are taking birth control pills. And birth control pills have been known for a long time to maybe prevent or decrease your risk of ovarian cancer. We have another study now saying that you have taken the contraceptive pill have a lower risk of getting endometrial cancer. And the endometrial cancer is cancer of the uterus. So this is some pretty cool stuff. Researcher looked at 400,000 cases of the disease. They were prevented in the last 50 years because women had taken the pill in that time. 200,000 of those in the last decade. And they find that if you take, let's say, birth control, all right, for more than 30 years. So let's say we started having sex when we were, what, how old was I, 12? Sorry. All right, I was in my 20s. And then 30 years. Well, see, here's the thing. But I don't really need to take birth control by the time I'm in my 50s because of menopause. Maybe I should have started having sex earlier. Would have been more fun. I could have gotten more protection with the birth control pill. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Weight loss surgery. These people are gaining their weight back. Why? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So sorry, I really should have blown my nose, but I'm just going to have to kind of suck it up because I forgot to blow my nose on air, and you guys really don't want to hear that. And by the way, I don't even have any Kleenex around me or a napkin to blow my nose. So I'm going to, I don't know what it is, allergies, I don't know what it is. But anyway, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm not sick. Yes, I'm going to sound like it because I don't have anything to blow my nose into. This is some crazy. I mean, I got a plastic bag, but that's just going to drip. Hold on. This is a Subway cookie wrapper. You know what? Forget it. Forget it. All right, we just got to do what we got to do here. Weight loss surgery benefits may fade with time. 1.9 billion people, I guess, now worldwide are tackling obesity, putting you at risk for diabetes, putting you at risk for cancer, heart disease, stroke, pretty scary stuff. And diabetes had been found a few years back to be, like, reversed, completely reversed. People who got some gastric surgery, I was a huge fan. Years ago in training, we learned about the gastric bypass and the Roux-en-Y procedure, you know, where you kind of have to, you know, reconnect the hose and, you know, change some of the absorption of the calories, et cetera. Then they came up, and it was a pretty, pretty deep multiple-day hospitals day stay. And, you know, you had to make sure people are getting supplemented with their vitamin B12, et cetera. Then we had the lap band procedure. And the lap band procedure was where we would put, like, a little, a circular type of band around the stomach to try to lessen the surface volume of the stomach, make it smaller. You shrink the size of the stomach, you get less hungry. So rather than dealing with the absorption as well as the size of the stomach, like the gastric bypass, you were getting just smaller surface volume, but reversible if you wanted to. Rather than the bypass, or once you have it done, I mean, you are done. I mean, it's all, the surgery's all kind of, you know, changing your anatomy permanently. Something like the lap band, not permanent. You go in there, you get that, you know, the band in, you could change the band, you can inflate the band, you could, you know, bring it up, bring it down, take it out. All right, so this was very, very welcomed with open arms in the gastrectomy field as well as by lots of patients. But we started to see some issues with that. And some people didn't want to have to go back and get it tightened and get it done. They just wanted to be done. Okay? I mean, this is society we have now. Society wants to be done. Get the surgery. Let's get the weight loss and let me go. So we have the sleeve procedure, where basically the pouch of the stomach, right? You know, if you kind of look at the stomach, yeah, you know those water bags, you know, that where you know, it kind of slings around the arm, okay? So you got the opening of the water bag, you kind of have maybe an outspout, so the opening attaches to the esophagus, the outspout to the small intestine, but then you got the pouch that contains most of the volume. So, brilliant doctors realize, why don't we just take out the pouch? Okay? Keep the tubing so you don't have to bypass, Roux-en-Y, do any of the other fancy schmancy plumbing type of procedures. You don't have to worry about malabsorption. Now you have a permanent, okay, decrease in volume of the stomach down to like the shape or size of a banana. And this worked well. Patients loved it. I mean, I see my patients and they are doing very well. And some of the doctors in town, I work with the Dr. Darren Soon and a Dr. Jim Atkinson. These guys are awesome. I mean, the work they do is incredible. However, a study has come out saying, all right, guys, hold the phone. People who are having gastric type of surgeries for their weight, okay, are unfortunately gaining their weight back. Now, I've seen personally people gain their weight back. You know, I'll have patients come in. I used to see this a lot with the bypass. I'd meet a patient for the first time. I'm like, any, you know, surgeries that you've had? Yeah, I had a gastric bypass. And I look up and they're still 300 pounds. They go, I gained the weight back. And you're like, no, oh, that must have sucked because you had the bypass. You know, that was kind of a pretty, you know, permanent type thing. We can't really alter your bypass now. Or we have people with the lap band where they're like, look, I just had to get that lap band out. It didn't work, and I gained the weight back. So I haven't seen the long-term consequences of the sleeve because I haven't seen 5 years. I've only seen it done the last couple years. So my patients, as far as, still doing good. But according to this study out of Israel, they said in the first year after an operation of sleeve gastrectomy, patients lost 77% of their excess weight. By the fifth year, they regained weight, bringing their weight loss to only 56%. So if you had lost about 250 pounds getting it done, you would probably gain about 125 back. That's a lot. 51% of the patients saw their diabetes disappear in the first year, which is why we saw studies, a lot of studies last year, rejoicing in this. By the fifth year, however, only 20% were still free of type 2 diabetes. So 80% got their diabetes back. So, excuse me, Dr. Andre, I know I really need to blow my nose. I mean, it's like dripping in the back of the throat. Sorry, guys. You know what? I just have to have some Kleenex around here. That's the problem. The problem is I'm trying to blow my nose on tampons, and it's not working. Anyway, they say weight loss surgery is not a panacea for weight loss over the long run. Research with Dr. Andre Kidar of the Belinson Hospital in Petah Tikva, Israel. Kidar said several reasons account for weight gain after surgery. Main reason is stomach dilates, meaning you can eat more. Appetite comes back, so patients can eat more. And they want to eat more. You know, there was also a study saying when you do get these surgeries, it changes your microbiome in the gut. They actually said it changes the microbiome in the gut to actually be more advantageous to your metabolism. So maybe it's because you're only able to eat a certain way after these surgeries. All of a sudden you're introducing other foods that you probably shouldn't have. Boom, you change the microbiome back again. So what happened is they looked at 450 operations done between April 2006 and February 2013. By the fifth year after the surgery, however, only 39 people had full follow-up data. So basically, 410 people dropped out of the study, but 80% at least, leaving only 39 people left for any data. So it's not a lot of data. The researchers also found that throughout the 5 years, 46% of the patients experienced a drop in blood pressure, changes in cholesterol, not so significant. So this laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy is the procedure where, like I said, they take that pouch like a sleeve, like if you put your arm into a sleeve, you know, and that amount type of thing. Or not that amount, but it's the sleeve of it. And it's a brilliant surgical move. But I think we doctors and patients out there need to realize nothing is going to be long term. So we have to get our acts together. All right. Either we need to make sure we still keep the weight down. Maybe our obesity doesn't really have to do with our stomach. True, it's what we have to eat. True, we're figuring out it's our bacteria, but maybe there's just something else going on. Maybe if we're destined to be a diabetic, we're going to be a diabetic no matter what gastric band surgery we have. Now, mind you, I want people to become skinny. So the more you lose weight, the better. So I definitely want to promote people losing weight. And, but, you know, not only do you have to get the surgery, but we are talking lifelong commitment. And if you're not willing to commit lifelong, you will gain it back. And some of these are very expensive. I mean, we are talking way expensive surgery. So I would just talk to the doctor. Make sure you guys have a plan. And try not to go back to old habits. Gotta tell you, though, it's tough. I'll diet, and then all of a sudden I'll see meat. And then I'll want to eat the whole thing of meat. Whew. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/Dahlia. That's gcnlive.com/Dahlia.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Scorpion stings, okay? This is the time of year. Scorpions. People getting stung by scorpions. So spooky. And, you know, where I lived last year, they were just invading the house. We talked a lot about the scorpions and how my life was at the mercy of these little things you could barely see and could crawl. I mean, these suckers would climb, especially the Arizona bark scorpion. So I figured we probably need to quickly review what to do with scorpion stings. Okay? Scorpions are on the prey. They are predators. And you know the idea, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. Remember your parents were always like, you know, because it was like, oh, there's a bee, ah, there's a bee. So everybody used to say, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. And still to this day, being a 44-year-old woman, I still, when I see a bee, tell myself, okay, if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. If you don't bug the bee won't bug you, the bee won't bug you, the bee won't bug you, the bee's coming, ah! You know, and then I get all scared and stuff, but the bee's bugging me, ah! I've gotten stung by a bee, so I don't. But with the scorpion, that's not the case. Okay? Even though technically, you know, and if you talk to any insectologists or entomologists or whatever they're called, I don't really listen to them because, you know, I mean, again, they deal with insects, so I'm scared that something's going to crawl out and bite me anyway, you know, from under their collar. All right? You know, they say, look, you know, don't bug the scorpion. The scorpion's not going to bug you. The problem is the scorpions are psycho. All right? That it could be delusional and think that I'm trying to do something. Because remember, I was getting out of the shower naked last year, and all of a sudden, its stinger almost got me because I was reaching for a towel. I didn't mean to provoke it. I was just trying to cover my, you know, butt up with a towel, and I almost got stung. So these things are delusional, predatory, scary suckers. I hate them. All right? Now, they hunt at night. So while you're sleeping, they decide to scope around the house. I'm so scared. All right? And again, see, they won't sting unless provoked. This is from Orkin.com. All right? But in the middle of the night, when I am flailing my legs or flinching or restless leg syndromeing or Charlie horsing, it may think it's an attack and sting me. Okay? I don't sleep like a log. So I'm scared. All scorpions use their stings as a defense mechanism or a weapon to incapacitate prey. The potency to humans of the sting varies depending on the species. But the sting usually possesses venom. And the venomous. It's venom, poison. And it's usually a neurotoxin, so it'll affect the nerves. Remember, scorpions are not bite. People are like, I got a scorpion bite. No, it's a scorpion sting. Okay? The scorpions, they don't have to bite. They got their pinchers. They got, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. The sting, a lot of times, you can't tell. You have no idea sometimes. I mean, it hurts. But you don't really know until you see this big, huge, ripping, you know, big red area on you. And you don't really see the bite marks from a spider. Spiders, a lot of times, you'll see the penetration marks with that. So sometimes you can't see them. All right? So, very hard to identify, but we still tell you to kind of look around and see what kind of scorpions there are, so then you can tell the ER. Most scorpion stings that occur in the U.S. are usually minor. You could have some pain, you could have some redness, you could have some warmth, okay? But the venom of the bark scorpion is very toxic and can be deadly to your pets, to your children. And the bark scorpions were in my house. Most scorpion sting symptoms are mildly painful. You can get some numbness, tingling, swelling around the sting site. More severe symptoms include muscle twitching, head, neck, eye movements, drooling, sweating, vomiting, high blood pressure or low blood pressure, accelerated heart rate, restlessness, and excitability. Stings can cause immediate pain or burning and produce small swellings that are sensitive to touch. A bark scorpion sting results in numbness, tingling, blurry vision, twitching muscles. For children, hyperactivity and erratic eye movement can manifest. So most species live in the U.S., not venomous except for these Arizona bark scorpions. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada, these bark scorpions came in with the palm trees. So a lot of the palm trees that we brought in have the Arizona bark scorpion camping out. Pretty scary stuff. So, okay, what do we do? All right, well, let's talk about how we, you know, a lot of times we'll immobilize the affected part, keeping it below the level of the heart. We don't want the venom to spread any further into the body. We want to delay absorption of the poison. You do not want to suck it out. You do not want to cut out the meat around the, don't even go there, okay? Calm the patient down. Decrease the blood pressure. Sometimes we need an Ascorp, which is a anti-venom. Sometimes you can get a secondary infection. We also recommend you get a tetanus shot. All right, now the pet is interesting. Okay, some of you guys are like, all right, well, you know, if, you know, my husband got stung, I'd be hearing about it for days. He'd be, you know, crying, you know, and calling for his mama. But your animal, your pet, you won't see. And so the pet, a lot of times, they may yelp, they may run around, they may whimper, they may lick the wound. My cats lick themselves all the time, but if they're actually licking a body part that's separate from their cloaca, kind of, you know what I'm talking about, their lily, and they're actually maybe licking their feet or something like that, then that could be what's going on. They say out of 1,500 scorpion species, 50 are known to be lethal to humans, most belonging to the scorpion family Buphidae. Triangular-shaped sternum, slender body, seemingly weak pinchers, but a thick, fleshy tail characterize this scorpion family. Their stings are painful, but if treated correctly. All right, so WikiHow gives you a very, very nice review and some real, real nice pictures. Okay, you get stung by a scorpion. Okay. You get stung by a scorpion, scary stuff. Seek medical assistance. Call Emergency Medical Services. They'll have somebody to talk you through it. Any muscle spasms, dizziness, difficulty breathing, whatever, get 911. Don't even mess around. Okay? Let's say everybody's fine, but you're like, well, I don't know what's going on. So call Poison Control. Poison Control can also help you at USA Poison Help 1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help can help you out. All right. Also, World Health Organization has a database. All right. And then you want to describe the victim over the telephone. Let them know if the victim has any allergies, what medications they're on, the time the victim was stung. Very important to know the time. A lot of us are like, well, yeah, I got bit sometime last night. Okay. If you know, if you remember, okay, you need to, you know, write that down. Okay. Describe the scorpion. All right. So, well, you know, it's a scorpion. Okay, yeah, but, you know, what does it look like? It looks mean. All right, can you describe it more? It just looks like mean. It's a mean scorpion. Ah! Now, no, okay, it's brown. It's black. It has pinchers. It has a skinny body, big body, etc. Okay, and then you want to make sure somebody is watching the victim. Okay? All right, sometimes it can produce involuntary muscle motion. Remember, it's a neurotoxin. The victim may not be able to drive or walk, so don't tell them, you know what, I got to go to work. You're on your own, buddy. Go. Okay? All right. Again, you got to watch for serious symptoms. Vomiting, sweating, drooling, foaming at the mouth, involuntary urination, thrashing to twitching muscles, accelerated heart rate. We already talked about that. All right. If it's a small one, okay, take a look. You may want to kind of put some soap and water on it, kind of clean it off. Okay, it could get rid of some residual venom, and it could also get rid of some of the extra dirt and stuff, because remember, these scorpions, they're all over the place. Then you want to keep the injury below the heart level. All right, you don't want to be raising it. Yeah, to me, I really didn't understand that as much, because your heart is beating and, you know, the pressure of the arterial blood. But they say keep it down, stay calm, apply cold pack. All right, be careful with ice, cold pack. Painkillers sometimes seem to help, anti-inflammatories, and check with your doctor. All right, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at Delicious.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.